From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Protests are already underway in Toronto on the second day of the G20 summit, and many people in the city are in shock over the weekend's violence. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Back, John, get out of people!
Protesters didn't waste any time stepping up their actions early, and neither did police. In an early morning raid on the University of Toronto, dozens of people were arrested, mainly for carrying street weapons, sharpened sticks, bricks, bottles, items police say aren't necessary for a Sunday in Toronto. More than 100 have been detained today alone, many of them linked to anarchist groups from Quebec. Meanwhile, Canadians are in shock over the violence that's gripped their largest city. The downtown resembles a combat zone with many storefronts smashed. Four police cruisers were set ablaze on Saturday as extremists tried to breach the G20 security fence. So far, more than 500 people have been arrested, and Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair says there will be more violence because the protesters have not yet achieved their objectives. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband has died. Martin was a prominent attorney in his own right, specializing in tax law. He died at their home in Washington, D.C. from complications of metastatic cancer. Martin Ginsburg was 78. Police in Chicago are investigating another round of weekend shootings that killed at least two people and left at least 20 others wounded. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the violence comes on the heels of last weekend when 54 people were shot in the city.
This weekend shootings ranged from a 17-year-old injured in a drive-by shooting to a man shot to death while sitting on a porch to another man killed after getting out of his car after a traffic accident. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley joined the police commissioner, residents, and community activists at a prayer vigil against the violence yesterday.
Guns are not the answer in a home or outside a home to solve all the issues confronting people.
But the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule tomorrow on whether Chicago can continue its handgun ban. The mayor and some activists at the vigil say the spate of violence proves the ban is needed. There's been speculation that the court may rule Chicago's handgun ban unconstitutional, as the court did with Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban 2 years ago. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Benedict XVI says the raids on the Belgian Bishops' Conference are surprising and deplorable. The bishops were held for hours June 24th as police investigated sex abuse by priests. It's the first time the Pope has commented on those raids. The pontiff says justice must take its course, but he says the church has a right to investigate alongside civil law enforcement authorities. Dick Cheney could be going home tomorrow. The former vice president was hospitalized at a hospital in Washington, D.C. He's receiving medication to treat a fluid buildup that's related to his aggressive form of heart disease. The 69-year-old was admitted to George Washington University Hospital Friday, complaining of discomfort. His daughter, Liz Cheney, says he is feeling better. This is NPR News. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season continues to move toward the Gulf of Mexico. Alex has slowed to a tropical depression over the Yucatan Peninsula, but it's expected to gain strength from the warm waters in the Gulf. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Cancun.
Alex dumped up to 15 inches of rain in some mountainous areas of Guatemala, prompting landslides and killing at least two people. In El Salvador, flash floods from Alex claimed another two lives. The system continues to dump rain on the Yucatan Peninsula. It forced Mexican authorities to shut down one port south of Cancun and warn tourists to stay out of the heavy surf. Forecasters say Alex should gain strength on Monday and could grow into a hurricane by Tuesday. The storm is on track to cross the Gulf and make landfall just south of the Texas-Mexico border. U.S. Coast Guard officials say they're closely monitoring Alex, and if it veers towards the BP oil spill, containment efforts might have to be suspended for up to 2 weeks. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cancun.
Meanwhile, psychiatrists are warning the oil spill could have long-lasting effects on coastal residents. Doctors at Louisiana State University and Columbia University say they're already seeing some of the same symptoms that Katrina survivors showed, including anger, anxiety, drinking, depression, and suicidal thoughts. And despite the problems facing BP in the Gulf, Royal Dutch says world demand suggests deepwater drilling should continue, although they do acknowledge they can learn the lessons from the oil spill. Royal Dutch's U.S. arm, Shell Oil, has been affected by the United States government's suspension of proposed exploratory Arctic drilling in the ocean. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.